he looks stronger, you know, explosive. As you remember him, I mean, it was a significant injury he suffered in the New Orleans game. Played on it early, and I know it bothered him throughout the season. Had significant treatment after this season, so he definitely looks like he's getting back to where he was prior to that. No, I don't think you can really assess any position, particularly without pads. I think it's this time of year is really to evaluate movement skills, your fine motor skills involved in the game of football. My biggest focus as the head coach is to get the training environment correct. That's not in place. I mean, it takes time to get that in order. So I think those are really the things you want to come out of the off-season program. This is really the time for the players to learn. It's a big construction going on, I guess. But this is really a time for, it's really something we talk about as a football team. And our whole schedule set up from a coaching staff to make sure these guys, the players, have every opportunity to get through every installation and schematically get ready to come back for a very competitive training camp. But it's just as far as the running backs, I like the way James Starks is moving. I'm anxious to see Alex Green out there. Brandon is so consistent, probably the most consistent guy we have back there. And I think both the young free agents have a chance as far as their movement ability. But to really talk about particularly interior play and the most important part of their position without pads would be premature.
Seems you have great depth at certain positions all around the football team. Do you have the depth there you need?
I think overall as a football team, this is a very athletic group of players. As far as having 90 in camp, if I look back to the past, I'm very impressed with the athletic ability, just your overall movement, the things you're seeing in the individual drills, the seven-on-sevens and even the team drills. As far as the depth in the running back group, I feel very good about the ability, where their aptitude is at this point, because we do ask our backs to do a lot from a responsibility checklist and, as far as the run protection and passing game. So I really like the group.
Mike, what changes next week as you go into body camp? Is it a continuation of the OTAs, or do you review? What's different about next week?
Well, in the past, it used to be different. I know it was for us and historically through the NFL, which you tried to accomplish in a mini camp. But really, the timing of it now, the way we will approach it here is it's really an extension of the OTAs. Our first 10 OTAs is really focused on installing everything schematically, offense, defense, and special teams with 9 installs. We use the 1 OTA for physicals. So that's where our 10 days broke down. And then with that, the mini camp, we're keeping a very similar schedule to the OTA schedule. But not with the emphasis not being on strength conditioning, where it still is an emphasis in the OTAs. There'll be more emphasis on special teams as far as meeting time, not as much on offense and defense. So really the only thing that changes is really what we're trying to get done on the field. The practices will be very situation conscious, trying to hit almost every situation in one practice, as opposed to when you go through the OTAs, you may emphasize red zone 2-minute and, certain type of, fronts and pressures one day and break it up a little more. So the mini camp will reflect more of what a real football game, a real Wednesday or Thursday in-season practice would look like. So that's a change for us.
Do you sense, Mike, that Gray Marrow's arm strength is improved since you were injured?
I think everybody would agree that Graham's thrown with more velocity, and I would say that would start with him, and that's a credit to really what he's done from the end of last season until now. He's stronger. He's done an excellent job in the weight room. He's done a few things fundamentally. We can help him with his power side as far as the throwing mechanics, and you'll see that improve as time goes on. So anytime you make changes like that, it'll show up in the individual drills first and eventually show up in the team drills. But I think Graham's having a nice spring, but there's still things he needs to work on, and he will continue to do so. I really like his mental makeup, his awareness, his instincts, has an excellent grasp of the offense, made two excellent protection adjustments today in the blitz drill. So he's doing well. Well, that's an excellent question. As far as Anthony Hargrove, you know, he's been here the whole time, so I don't think we're really coaching him to catch up. He's a veteran. He has played in multiple defensive schemes, seems to pick up our scheme very well, and we're really just watching his situation just as you are. So we're preparing him to play football and compete for our football team until the NFL His team of lawyers make everything clear to us. So we're going to wait and see as far as what happens for him in the future, but we're coaching him just like everybody else.
Mike, do you feel that Mike Neal can still be the contributor that you had hoped he would be when you drafted?
Definitely. I think Mike's a totally different man today than he was when he came back from the injury in training camp. So he's more explosive. He's in great shape. He's driven. You know, he's been humbled. He's gone through some challenges, and I'm hopeful, and I see a lot of signs that he'll continue to grow from the situations he's been through in the past. But, I mean, Mike looks like he's back to full strength, and, you know, he looks good.
Mike, even with the amount of practice and personnel that Donnie uses on a consistent basis, do you envision a bigger role for Charles Woodson at safety as opposed to corner this year? Maybe in his age, moving around a little bit more?
Well, I don't think it's feasible to move Charles around as much as we have in the past. So, I think to the fans and the people probably outside of the football world, you're not going to see a whole lot of change. I mean, Charles is going to be close to the line of scrimmage. He's going to, you know, also be playing in the secondary. He's a playmaker. When you break down the offense and defensive groups, you know, you look for playmaker role players, and you know, and also people to just be core players. Charles is clearly a playmaker, has been for us. And, I mean, he's played nickel, dime, corner, safety for us. So he'll continue to do those things.
Do you expect Charles at the minicamp?
Yes, I do.
Two more. Certainly Cobb made an impact as a rookie. What are your hopes for him this year?
Well, just like any rookie. You know, Randall had an excellent rookie season. Contributed. I thought he made an impact on our special teams with his return ability. I look for him to take a step in the right direction there. And now he's more involved what we're asking him to do offensively. So he'll probably, I would think, have more opportunities. Really, it's up to him and really the way the games unfold. But I look for him to grow from year one to year two. And we have a long history of players growing from year one to two, and I look for him to take that step.
Mike, what do you think you have in your younger corners like Shields and House and in your draft pick?
Well, improvement. I think that's evident. Just the way they're moving, the confidence that they're moving in, moving with our young cornerback group. We are excited about just the fact that you can see the communication, having a chance to stand in the back behind the defense the last couple of days, to hear those guys talking, going to run fits, period, to listen to the communication. So there's a lot better understanding. They're playing with more confidence. Devon House has done an excellent job in the weight room. He's a different young man today than he was last year. He's done an excellent job in the weight room. So Sam has got a lot. He's got a lot of spring in his step. Looks like he's playing with the confidence that, you know, he's played with, you know, inconsistently in the past, but we need to just get Sam to be consistent. He's a young player that I looked for to take a big jump. So that's a good young group.